Help us, Lord, to hear what these scriptures may teach us. Lead us, Lord, to be the people you call us to be today. Amen. Would you please be seated? Every life is full of goodbyes to various degrees. Whether it's saying goodbye to some friends or family who have popped over to visit, or the pain of losing someone, or something that has deep meaning and value in your life. It could be saying goodbye to a loved one, a pet, even a precious object, or to familiar surroundings, or maybe for some of us here, to our youth as we grow older. Yep, thought that one might hit home. The musician and writer Nick Cave and his wife Susie lost their 15-year-old son Arthur in a tragic accident. A few years later, someone asked him, "How do we say goodbye?" And he responded by writing, "To say goodbye is an act of appreciation for the past that we have moved beyond, and a prelude to the new you that will, in time, require its own goodbye as you continue to grow. Further goodbyes, each a rehearsal for the final, most precious goodbye of all." Oh, those are really good words. In today's gospel reading, we find Jesus saying goodbye to his disciples. It's part of what's commonly called the upper room discourse, which spans chapters 13 to 17 in John's gospel. John doesn't have Jesus going away to pray and reflect on all the words that we get at Gethsemane. Instead, he places it all in that upper room. It's an intense and intimate time that Jesus spends with his disciples. He teaches them about service, love, heaven, prayer. He spells out his impending departure and tries us, best as he is able, and probably more limiting, as best as they are able to understand, to prepare them for life without him. Within the upper room discourse, today's passage forms part of what's known as the high priestly prayer. Jesus takes on that role of praying for his disciples, interceding for them with his Father. This is Jesus' final prayer with them before his crucifixion. After this, in John's account, they're going to go to Gethsemane, where he'll shortly be arrested, and the events of the Passion begin to quickly unfold. So this passage is that transition between the upper room discourse and all that teaching and support and the final episodes of Jesus' life. And it opens with a reference to these words. After Jesus has spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come." These are words addressed for his disciples, ending with his astonishing assertion, "Take courage, I've conquered the world." Now, in chapter 17, he addresses God directly as Father. He prays for himself. He asks God to glorify him. And then he prays for his disciples. How different is that goodbye compared to the one we heard in our earlier reading from the book of Acts? The resurrected Jesus' last words before he ascends to be with the Father, they're full of hope and the promise of the Holy Spirit. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Saying goodbye is often melancholy, and sometimes the pain of separation is beyond words. We may feel as though we've been ripped both emotionally and physically from that which we love. We may feel as if the very force of life has been drained from us. Yet for all the heartbreak, each goodbye contains within it a new relationship with God. Jesus' closing words today are about unity. Protect them so that they may be one as we are one. Similarly, Jesus' ascension, although it is a separation, is a reunion with the Father and an opening up of the potential for a new paradigm as the gift of the Holy Spirit is sent not just to the select few, not just Jesus and the prophets, but to all of God's people, that they may do the work that Jesus has and, quite frighteningly, the promise even greater things. We could have heard, as one of our readings today, a reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Now, he's someone who knew about the pain of separation and loss. He was one of those living in exile after Nebuchadnezzar exiled 3,000 Jews from Judah, holding them in captivity in Babylonia. For all the upheaval and turbulence he lived through, Ezekiel's faith was strong enough for him to be able to write inspiring words, speaking of God's eternal, unfaltering promise of new life and resurrection. He wrote, "A new heart I will give you, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Today is the last Sunday of the Easter season. On Thursday we celebrated Ascension. Next Sunday we mark the Feast of Pentecost. As we look forward to the giving of the Holy Spirit, it's fitting that we reflect on saying goodbye, drawing from our scripture readings a deeper understanding of God's promise of life, even in the midst of loss. Because though goodbyes can be painful, they can lead to brokenness. Also, we can rejoice that those we have loved and lost have been united with their Heavenly Father, that in loss there is a new beginning, and that in all our goodbyes, both great and small, we can draw closer and gather anticipation and hope for our own reunion with God and with all that is good. Amen.